Welcome to Rhema for Today.
See, they say, I'm too old. God, I'm too old. Or they give some other excuse or why they're not ready to move out and take the challenge and the opportunity that God is laying before them. Abraham pressed beyond his limitations, and many nations were born.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds.
I want to talk to you about pressing beyond the limits. Now, we know all about limits. I mean, we have speed limits, and there's all kinds of other limits that surround us. But, you know, there seems to be within inside every individual, even though somebody says there's a limit on it, we seem to push the envelope to go beyond the limit in natural means. You know, we've reached beyond the limit in our flights, in space, in all kinds of things. You know, I mean, used to, everybody had to write or send Morse code. Now we have the telephone. Now we have the internet. Now we have the satellites. We have gone beyond the limits of what they ever said we could do. Many of you are old enough to remember whenever they used to have on the television, they had the far-out Flash Gordons and all of these space-type situations, and people said, it's a fantasy. It's not anymore. We have gone beyond the limit of the gravitational pull of the earth. We've broken all kinds of barriers, all kinds of records, yet we've not seen the end. You know, we walked on the moon. They said we couldn't do it, but we did. You know, the financial situation, the market just keeps going and going and going and going, and somebody said it's got to stop, and there'll be a downturn, and the next thing you know, there's an upturn that goes beyond what anybody's even thinking or imagining, beyond all of the financial wizards and their minds of what's going to happen. The research on the human body has gone beyond what we have set as limitations. In fact, I was reading an article just recently about a chip that they're putting, a computerized type chip that they're putting in the back of the eye, and people that are blind are able to see. They are working with gone beyond the limits right now with artificial limbs and things through electric, through the computer chips and electric, I don't know whether you realize or not, but we got electric impulses in our brain, I don't know whether you know it. And through those electric impulses, they are making artificial hands and arms and legs work. Things that were thought impossible, the limitations, we're breaking all the limitations. We're going beyond all the borderlines. In the natural, we're doing that. But now look at this in verse number 5 of the 6th chapter. And have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the coming age. Are the powers of the world to come. I want to talk to you about pressing beyond the limits. We're faced with new opportunities. We're faced with new challenges every day. Remember Abraham in Romans 4, chapter 4, verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. It says, actually, the word says, and Abraham did not consider his own body was about 100 years old, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that he had promised, he also was able to perform. Abraham did not consider his body, but he considered the promise. Abraham did not consider the limitations of his human body. He did not look at the limitations. He did not think about the limitations. He only thought, he only looked at what God said. And God promised. The limitations of the body said it's not possible. But God said it is. And it says, Abraham, being not weak in faith, believe the promises of God, and went beyond the limits of his body. Many consider their limitations and say to God, I'm too old. If Abraham had looked at God and considered the limitations, said, not possible, God, I'm too old, it'll never happen. But he did not consider the limitations of his body. He considered the limitless limitations of God. In other words, I just said, God has no limits. The limitless limitations of God. God has no limits. If you can believe, you can receive. See, they say, I'm too old. God, I'm too old. Or they give some other excuse or why they're not ready to move out and take the challenge and the opportunity that God is laying before them. Abraham pressed beyond his limitations. And many nations were born. A little girl heard an angel come to her and say, you found favor with God. You're going to bear a son and you're going to call his name Jesus. And she said, I've never known a man. But God was telling her, look beyond your limitations and look at the promise. God is trying to get you to look beyond your limitations and to look at the promises. If he promised it, you can have it. I don't care if the limits say you can't. If you look at the limits, you can't. But if you take the limits off, you can. The car for my 60th birthday, I mean, it has 160, 180 miles an hour on the speedometer. But there's limits. You can't go that fast. But I was in Germany on the Autobahn and there's no limits. And I was riding in a car doing 165 miles an hour. It'll do it. But I got to get somewhere where they take the limits off. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is that God has it on the speedometer, in other words. Take the limits off, God. You're not receiving because you're limiting God. See, who have tasted the goodness of his word and the powers that are coming to the world. Jesus spent about 3 years with a group of people that were, for the most part, were poorly educated. They were common fishermen, tax collectors. They mostly were despised. He walked with them night and day and demonstrated the power that was to come. And he said, I'm going away. And when I go away, you're going to do greater works than I did. But when he left, when he looked up into the sky and said, "It is finished," on that cross, and his head slumped to his chest. They looked at their limitations and they ran and hid. They didn't look at what God said. They looked at what their limits were. They didn't look at what he had promised. But I'm going to tell you something. On that great day, they were sitting together in an upper room. And there come blowing through that place a rushing mighty wind. And cloven tongues of fire came and set upon each of them. And they began to speak in other tongues. If it had not been for Pentecost, they couldn't have carried out their promises. They couldn't have gone beyond their limitations. So we need the power of Pentecost in the world that we are to possess in this new millennium. This is our time to take the limits off and walk out over the aching void of nothingness with the devil screaming in our face and in our ears. It's time for us to step out and say the power of God is limitless. Mr. Devil, you can't limit me. You can't limit God's word. It's just not speaking in tongues. It's the power for the age that we are living in.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, Overflow, Living Above Life's Limits. Next is Lynette Hagin's single CD entitled Defeating Satan's Strategies Through Prayer. Also, Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, A Better Covenant. These items are for the special price of only $18. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin-Burns.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September.
24th through the 26th. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. Registration just opened at the beginning of this month, and it's early bird registration right now. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And hey, go ahead and save $20 and register. You can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.